Hello, Freedom Engineers. This is Dave Belshaw, host of the Freedom Engineer podcast. Thanks for tuning in once again. Apologies for my voice, a little bit croaky. Got a bit of a sore throat last 24 hours, but it's not going to keep me down and hopefully it'll pass. And it is passing, so I'm grateful that I've had a chance to just rest a little bit the last day or so. And I'm also grateful for you for tuning into the podcast. As always, a big, big shout out to you if you're a regular podcast listener. I'm so pleased that you're part of the Freedom Engineering community. And if you're a first-time listener, then welcome. Welcome to the Freedom Engineer podcast. I hope that you will get some value out of this podcast. Hopefully, you'll go and listen to some previous episodes and you'll get an idea that the Freedom Engineer podcast is about helping you to understand and establish success habits and success principles to help you to create more success and engineer more freedom in your life. And if this is the first episode that you've listened to, then you have come along at a great time, the middle of an 8-week series on setting goals. And this is really my attempt to give you more of a practical understanding or a practical perspective into what are some of the practices and processes that you can actually do in your life to build healthy habits and create more success. So we're in the middle of a series on setting goals. Last week I was talking about our recreational goals, so these goals that involve having fun with our free time, with the time that we spend with our family and our friends. And this comes from a list of 7 goal areas that I use for my own personal goals and in the coaching that I do from Jack Canfield. So we've been through financial goals. We've been through career, business. Last week we talked about free time, family time, recreation. So hopefully you've been able to put down some exciting goals to get you motivated to have fun and to use your time doing those things that you really love to do instead of just parking yourself on the couch watching mindless TV or reality TV or the news. And hey, if you're still spending time watching news or reality TV, then seriously, get rid of it. It's probably the number one best thing you can do for your positive attitude is to spend your time doing things that you really enjoy rather than just watching the TV, watching the news. Seriously, just try it. I highly recommend it. So anyway, as I said, we've been going through the 7 areas: financial, career, free time, family time. We're going to go through health and wellness goals today. And then the next few weeks, we'll talk about relationships. We'll talk about personal growth and making a difference. So today, I wanted to turn our attention to our health goals. I think Jack and many other people use the term health or an appearance goals. You know, how do you want to look? Your physical fitness, your clothes, that sort of thing. I like to use the term health and wellness goals. And I fundamentally believe that health and wellness really is the foundation for success. Because if you're not healthy and fit, then how can you truly enjoy the fruits of your labor? You know, how do you really enjoy your life if you're not healthy enough to actually, you know, do the things that you want to do with your family or go and travel to the places that you want to travel to? And you know, being healthy also, it helps you to really power through when you do get caught in the valley of darkness. You know, there are going to be times in your journey, in your life, where you are feeling down. But if you're maintaining a generally healthy and well-balanced life and you're eating well and you're exercising, these are definitely things that will help you to maintain more of a positive mindset. So you know, this really is an important area to set some goals and try and achieve some goals in. And I've ended the last couple of episodes with a quote. I want to put it in the middle here because I found this quote from Buddha. And as Buddha says, to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. Now, I think it goes both ways, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy mind and healthy body. So that's why I like to use the term health and wellness. So to look at some examples of health and wellness goals, I want to be able to get you thinking about what you might list for your goals, okay? So for me in this area, this is things like, you know, very basic, practical things to do with, say, going to the gym. So I might say something like, I want to get to a point where I can do 50 push-ups in a row. I can deadlift 100 kilograms. Then I might expand it to things like running the New York Marathon, which is something that's on my list of goals. Having run the Melbourne Marathon a few years ago, I want to do another one. And I thought that running the New York Marathon would be an amazing thing to do. What else have I got? I think things like doing a meditation course. I've spoken previously about the fact that I do mindfulness and meditation in the morning as part of my morning routine. But, you know, I have a goal to actually do a meditation course, a series, so that I can explore that further and help to build a even better mindset and help myself to become even more present in what I do. And along those same lines, to join a regular yoga class. And hey, it might even be something like get that new suit in the cut that suits my shape, you know, to make me look, you know, better when I'm going out to an event or something. You know, who doesn't want to present a great appearance of confidence and style, and it helps you at the same time in your mindset as well. So if you look good and you feel good, then it's all part of this health and wellness area and all sets the foundation to be able to achieve those other goals, okay? So, but you choose, they're your goals, so have a think about it. Follow the same exercise, sit down, spend 10 or 15 minutes thinking about what you want to be, what you want to do, what do you want to have. You know, ask yourself those sort of questions. And think specifically about when you, or what you want and when you want it. So placing a time frame to give some detail around the goals. For example, for me, say if I look at the running in the New York Marathon, my goal is to run the New York Marathon by 2022. So this is a five-year goal that I set, say, last year. So I might even create an affirmation around this. So I might say something like, I'm feeling awesome as I cross the finish line in 3 hours in the New York Marathon in November 2022. And I know it's ambitious to set a time that's quicker than my last marathon, even though I'll be older by 10 years, in fact. But we need to set goals that will stretch us. And so when I review my goal list and I see that there, then it's always in my mind so that if I'm out running, if I'm out just in my regular daily routine and I'm doing some exercise and I think, oh, that's right, I've got this goal to run in the New York Marathon in 2022. So it gives me that extra motivation to continue to maintain a healthy habit so that when I get that opportunity to register to participate in that, then I'll be closer to be able to actually doing that. So, and again, think about why you want to achieve the goal. You know, for me in this case, I just think how awesome would it be for this comes probably from being an Australian, but how awesome would it be to be able to run around New York City, to run over the Brooklyn Bridge. And also I could make a trip out of it for my family. Why not take my family on a holiday to use that as an experience, I guess, doubled up with the other goals, like spending time with my family. So there's an example for of what I have done, what I would do in my goals as far as health and wellness. And obviously there's some fundamentals like continue to eat healthy and fresh food. And look, I like to use the 80-20 rule when I'm talking about health goals, because it really is important to be flexible. You know, remember to be flexible around these areas, because health goals are the big ones that can really trip us up, you know, because a lot of people set these big health goals at the, particularly at the start of the year. So you might say something like, oh, I want to go to the gym 4 times a week. And then something comes up and you miss 1 week because you're sick, or maybe you had a big deadline to meet, or, you know, a friend was in town, whatever it is, you know, we all have these things where we get tripped up, and it's easy to beat ourselves up, but it's important to try not to beat yourself up and just to get back on the wagon quickly. And remember that it's a marathon, not a sprint. Pardon the pun. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And these goals, more than any others, really are about setting goals that will create long-lasting habits and really can change your life. And in fact, they can add years to your life depending on where you are right now with your diet and your exercise, and you know, whether you have any bad habits like smoking or working too late or not getting enough sleep or drinking too much, you know, these kind of things. So, and if that's you, then it's even more important to get back on the wagon quickly and keep at it, okay? So apply the 80-20 rule here. Don't beat yourself up, just aim for consistency in these health and wellness goals. But make sure that you set some things that are actually exciting for you, that are enjoyable, that you really want to do, because you can see the benefit, the long-lasting benefit of going to the gym or joining a dance class or going on a hike, or, you know, all these kind of areas that you can explore when you're looking at setting these goals. Okay, so remember, be flexible, add some real purpose and direction using time and some real specifics around these particular goals. Okay, and then if you do, you know, trip up, just remember, get back on the wagon quickly, okay? So Freedom Engineers, that's it as far as health and wellness goals go. I just wanted to remind you that I've got a new coaching program that I'm putting together called the Freedom Accelerator. If you're interested in, if you're looking for a kickstart to engineering your freedom to create healthy habits in your life, to gain more clarity, increase your confidence, to have more focus, to be more productive and effective, and start moving towards your dream life with purpose and direction, then reach out to me, dave@thefreedomengineer.com. Put coaching in the subject line. As always, you can listen to back episodes of the podcast at thefreedomengineer.com. If you're a new listener, please head over to iTunes. You can subscribe to the podcast, that way you'll be notified when new episodes come out. And once again, I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Let me know what you're up to as far as your freedom engineering journey. Where are you at? What are you doing to set goals? What are you doing to create success in your life? Reach out, email, Twitter at Dave Belshaw, Instagram Dave Belshaw, whatever it is, reach out, let me know what you're up to. And I truly hope wherever you guys are in the world, wherever you're listening, whatever you're doing, that you are creating success, engineering freedom in your life. And until next week, I hope you have a great day. Hey, Freedom Engineers, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes or listen to back episodes at thefreedomengineer.com. And remember, freedom does not come automatically, it must be achieved. And it doesn't come in a single bound, it must be achieved each day. So until next time, keep working at it, focus on your plan, and enjoy each day.